something in the house, because I know it's on UTV or through that place. Yes, it was. And we kept it on a good long time after you all left. And we come in last night, turned it on, and we couldn't get the thing. No. My son, he's off from work today.
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to come up here this evening, but he said, Gaynell, that's one of the daughters that's married. And she's looking for a baby in July.
Oh, wonderful.
And says she got bad off sick and they had to take her to the hospital last night.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
She was vomiting blood. The doctor said it was food poison. Said they were fixing to go down there and he wouldn't come up here.
Well, is she doing all right?
Well, he said she's to call back at 4 o'clock and let them hear from her. But he said they was getting ready and was going on down there.
Uh-huh.
So I guess maybe she'll be all right.
Gosh, well, I certainly hope
when
so.
When anybody's pregnant, you always kind of feel uneasy, you know,
yeah,
when something like that happens.
Well, do they know what it
was? He said it was food poison and he had all the children home. Barry, their baby boy, is home from the service, and every one of them ate supper with him last night, and they grilled steaks before night out in the yard, and said that the doctor said they must have been one of them steaks that was not fresh, and maybe that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
They said they had potato chips, french fries, and grilled steaks, and slaw or something, some kind of green salad.
And nobody else is sick.
And nobody else is sick.
It must have been the steak then, I guess.
Well, that's what her husband thought. It must have been the steak.
Would you tell me about some different kinds of trees that grow here? Just any kinds of trees.
Well, the pine and the oaks and down in our branch, we got all poplar and all kind of black gum and sweet gum and all kind. And out in the front, yeah, we got sycamore trees, I'm sorry to say.
Why are you sorry to say
I don't like them.
Why not?
Well, you know, in the fall, when they go to shedding on the underside of that leaf, there's a kind of a fuzzy something or another, and I don't believe it's healthy. Of course, I've never been sick from it, but I just don't think that that leaf with that, and I have heard there used to be a lot of them in Reedsville, and said they had them put down on the counter, so many people had them hay fever. Well, on the bottom of that leaf later on, if you look on the bottom of that leaf, it's a reddish looking fuzzy something or other.
Well, at least the trees that have the balls on them.
Yeah, round balls. And they're all over the place here, but then as far as I know, they've never bothered me, because I've never had hay fever.
Well, now what about maple trees? Are there any maple
trees? Yeah, there's a tall maple tree right down here at the end of the lane. A big old maple tree.
Are there any, do people ever get sugar from the maple trees?
Not here. They do somewhere, but not the maple trees here.
Uh-huh.
I've never heard of it.
Okay. What was the tree that George Washington was supposed to have cut down? What kind of tree?
The apple tree.
Okay.
We have apple trees and pear trees. Good many pears around about, but not so many apples.